The other environmental thing that we had to operate in was Monmouthshire County Council and later Gwent County Council were absolutely hysterically anti-Welsh things.
Yes, yes.
They really were. And they wouldn't support the Welsh Agricultural College because they had their own college at Usk. Mm. They wouldn't support it because it was the Welsh Agricultural College. They refused to give money to, yes, it's all the other county councils supported, but not Monmouth Gwent. Oh yes, I was a governor of Usk College, so I was aware of that. Yeah. But I mean that really fierce anti-Welshness was dreadful. And now, I mean, you know, you're getting bilingual stuff from the county council.
But it is amazing they were so anti-Welsh, and yet Steve managed to get elected.
But that was in Monmouth Town.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
why do you think Monmouth Town was different to Monmouthshire?
I had the thing, yeah.
Interesting.
We worked hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And we weren't.
But not only were you elected, you were top of the poll, isn't that right?
Oh, the last time.
And then
last time.
Tory second, third, fourth and fifth. Mm.
Well done, that's fantastic.
I got it somewhere.
Well, as you were saying, it was a borough council at the time.
It was a borough.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had
so rather more powers than a town council.
Yes, we built houses. We built
magistrates. Oh yes, I mean you had the powers of a county council at that time, didn't you?
The thing was that I worked in the local newspaper, the Monmouthshire Beacon, you see. The editor of the Beacon was secretary of the Conservative Club.
Yeah.
The other reporter was secretary of the Young Conservatives.
Uh-huh.
And they both hated anything Welsh. And some of the tricks they did, I mean, really not very nice. Don't even go into it all that much. But the sort of...
That is amazing, Stephen. I haven't seen that. That is fantastic.
Well, there was the worst thing. I don't know.
And it was not just top of the pole. It was substantially top of the pole.
Well, you see, there was a situation that happened. My younger brother, it's always the younger brother, about 3 weeks before, or whenever it was, drunk at the Mayhill, took on half a dozen coppers.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. And anyway, normally on a day which the courts are on a Wednesday, well, the Beacon was printed on the Thursday, you see, and so any court cases always came out the following week.
Mm.
Now, Reg got prison that day, he might have got 6 months, I can't remember what it was. It was too late for me to pull out. You know, anyway, I talked to a few of the gang and they said, you're not pulling it. No, you let the side down anyway. So I just went ahead. Now, what they did, I haven't got a copy here, but the week before the election, Ken got that report in from... He was at the court case, got the court case in, wrote it up that day, got it set on the Wednesday. So, see, the rest of the day would have been too late if it was the following week, and so there was the candidates all here with my picture, and right next to it was Reg's case, and I was so embarrassed. I what do you do? But anyway, there was that you never interfere. The printers don't interfere with the editorial, but they were going to walk out, so he moved it over a column. Because it was right next to my picture, and I was so upset. But somebody just went on, forget it, let's go. And I think that probably did me more good than anything else.
Yeah,
I think the people of the town thought.
Amongst your papers here that you've brought this evening is this copy of the Monmouthshire Beacon for May the 12th, 1972, which is the result where you came top of the poll. And just quote. Two brief paragraphs in the article. There was a small but decidedly vociferous crowd of spectators outside the Shire Hall when the result was publicly declared, and their gratification at Councillor Clark's performance was evident.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember.
Councillor Clark would be the last to claim that all his support came from Welsh nationalists, and much of it is a tribute to his popularity and active canvassing methods. There is no doubt that he enjoyed support from both Conservative and Labour supporters alike. Yeah. So 72 was your first...
No, that was my final election. I never fought again.
So this was your re-election?
That was my re-election. Right. Yeah, I'd come sort of second or third or something, and that's the time before the year,
right.
2 years before.
Right.
It was especially good fun. It was all personal thing, but the chairman of the Conservative Party in Monmouth told my grandmother when I first didn't get on. I didn't get on the first time we stood with Bob. Told my grandmother he thought Monmouth was too. He came from Bristol actually. He thought Monmouth was too big for me. And what happened is that he got on because at bottom of the poll actually, but he got on. When it came up, because someone had died, you see, he took the seat of someone who died, which meant that 5 years later, or whenever it was, he came up against me again.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to remind him of what he said to my grandmother. And if you see, he came bottom of the poll, and he even walked out. He didn't second the vote of thanks to the returning officer.
Right.
He just, and I couldn't say anything to him. I just went across and I shook his hand. I'm sorry, Jeff. Just shook his hand, patted him on the back, and he walked out.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't remind him. But he,